My Brilliant Friend by Elena Ferrante. Translated from the Italian by Anne Goldstein and dramatised for radio by Timberlake Wurtenbaker. Part 2.
When Marcello apologised to you, Leela, he meant it. When he looked at you, maybe even when you were holding the knife to his throat, he'd suddenly seen something I hadn't seen. I had bigger breasts. Giliola was a dazzling blonde. Carmella had beautiful eyes and very provocative movements. But next to you, we all disappeared. I began to notice that all the boys could no longer take their eyes off you. Your high forehead, your large eyes which could narrow to slits, you're behind, small and taut. The fact is, you were dangerous, as we discovered again and again whenever we went out.
Yes, my sister and I are going to make the shoes, you'll see, and we'll be richer than the Solaras. Leela, stop making eyes at the pizza maker.
I'm not doing anything.
You were smiling at him.
Well, am I not allowed to look at him? I like the way he throws a pizza in the air. More interesting than you talking about money all the time.
Look somewhere else.
He's blowing kisses at Leela. I saw it.
He's what?
We didn't see anything, right? He's just making pizza. Forget it.
Is it true, Leela? Or am I wrong?
Well, I didn't see anything.
Leave it, Pasquale! Listen!
Calm down! Calm down! What are you doing? You burnt my coat!
Please, sir! I only slapped your employee. I really don't know what let him fall down. But I had to make something clear to him. Something that wasn't clear before. There'll be no more problems.
Leela, I'm not taking you anywhere anymore.
Do you think I care?
Another Sunday ruined. We were beginning to learn to dance.
I love dancing. Have you forgotten how well I dance?
How could I forget? As with everything, you had to be the best.
Come on, Lena. I'll show you how to dance the tango.
We don't have music.
We need a gramophone. Reno is going to get one soon. By the way, Lena, do you know what kind of word gramophone is?
Well, it has to be modern. I mean, our parents didn't have gramophones.
It comes from the Greek. Phonos means sound in Greek. Here, I'll write it for you in Greek letters.
Well, you know Greek?
Don't you?
We don't start Greek till next year.
You should at least learn the alphabet.
But how?
Here, I have a grammar. I took it out of the library. I'll teach you.
And what's that huge red book there?
That's War and Peace. It's written in Russian, but I haven't studied Russian, so I'm reading it in Italian.
It's massive.
Come on, we can hum the music. Begin by mirroring what I do. Sidestep, sidestep. Now, one, two, three, four.
Mirror everything. Who was mirroring whom? Why were you studying Greek when you had left school and you were making shoes? Why did you have to learn every dance perfectly? Why were you the first to know how to dance rock and roll when I was still learning the tango?
Lena, I love to dance, that's all.
And then there was Giliola's birthday party. She had invited everyone of all ages, ignoring the divisions of the neighbourhood. And because Giliola's father was the pastry maker at the Solara bar, there were pastries and soft drinks and liqueurs. You were dancing with Enzo Scano, the son of the fruit and vegetable seller. But it was Stefano, the son of Don Achille, who was staring at you as if you were some film star. He was nice, Stefano, very grown up and polite. But then the Solara brothers walked in. I was terrified. It wasn't long after the incident with my bracelet and I watched them swaggering as if they owned the whole neighbourhood. Marcello was staring at you, but Pasquale went up to you.
Leela, will you dance with me?
Of course, Pasquale.
Hey, Steph, don't they dance well? Your father's murderer and the shoemaker's daughter. How can you allow that communist to dance with her when you want to dance with her yourself? I've seen you staring at her.
Leave it, Michaela. That Pasquale dance is a good dancer.
You dance so well, Leela. There's your chance, Marcello. The coast's clear.
I was sure you'd say no when you saw Marcello approach. But you actually nodded. And then you danced with him, you touched him, you let him turn you around. And I looked at Enzo, Pasquale and Stefano, and the whole room changed and got very tense.
Come on, Carmela, we're leaving. Now.
But I don't want to, I'm having fun.
Now, I said.
Come on, Leila, something bad is happening here. We have to go, now.
Even if there's an earthquake, I'm going to have another dance.
We're all going right now.
Come on, Leila, please.
You can stay, Leila. I'll be happy to take you home in my car.
Don't you dare touch me, Marcello.
Well, don't we dance well together? Didn't you enjoy it? Come on, Leila, one more dance.
Let go of Leila's arm, Marcello. Now. I mean it. Come on, Leila.
That Marcello Solara touched me. He dared touch me. If Rina had been there, he'd be dead.
But Leila, you agreed to dance with him.
I did.
Scumbags. All of them. Even the Solara mother. She's a moneylender with a big red book and everybody's name in it. And the Bar Solara is where the loan sharks from Camorra hang out. And where they collect boats for the monarchists.
What's a monarchist, Pasqua?
They're almost as bad as the fascists. Don Achille was a spy for the Nazi fascists, and it's because of that he had enough money to set up his grocery shop. Papa was right to kill Don Achille. He made his money from selling people, and he made more money on the black market. And you, Leila, you are actually dancing with the Solara. I'm going back in. I'm going to beat them up.
Please, Pasqua, I want to go home.
Please.
All right. I'll settle things with the Solaras another time.
Pasquale, explain to me. You're talking about the before, aren't you? Before us. Who were the Nazi fascists? What did they do? Why are they monarchists now? What's the black market?
You began to hang out with Pasquale. I used to watch the two of you walking together, deep in conversation.
Pasquale and Leila are in love. It's obvious. They'll get married. They'll talk and talk about political things. They'll have babies who drink politics with their milk. And I'll be all alone, with my books, like a dried-up prune.
Leila, I'm looking for you.
I want to show you our neighbourhood.
I can see our neighbourhood.
You've never seen it in all its hidden layers of crime and corruption. Come on. You see that man there? He was one of Mussolini's bludgeon and castor oil crew. He's very friendly with the Solaras, of course, because the grandfather of the Solaras was a Camorrist, and their father, Silvio, is still a fascist. And every word and gesture of theirs is part of all the crimes they've committed. Don't you understand?
I can try to express now what you were trying to tell me then. It was something to the effect that there are no gestures, words or signs that do not contain the sum of all crimes that human beings have committed and commit. You understood that in your sudden frenzy of absolute disclosure, uncovering our neighbourhood the way you would later try to uncover all of Naples. But my new school, where I was now studying classics, was in a different neighbourhood, and I thought I would soon lose sight of you.
You couldn't wait to get away. You began to have ambitions as a writer, to think you could make money that way. You began to think you were like the author of Little Women.
I just wanted to do well. It cost my parents so much money to send me to that school, and they only agreed because Maestra Oliviero had gone to see them and insisted I go, and they didn't want to be humiliated by her.
Always humiliation. Everything for us was about being humiliated. When Rino boasted he would make himself rich with our shoes, it was so as not to be humiliated by the wealth of the Solaras.
Well, the poverty we experienced was humiliating.
It's fear that's humiliating, Lena.
I was intimidated by the new school. There were 40 students in the class, and it was one of the few mixed schools. I sat at the back. The room stank of sweat, dirty feet and fear. At home, I studied until 11 at night, and then from 5 in the morning until 7 when I left for school. But when I left the house, I often saw you hurry into the shoe shop, and we'd walk together.
So, Lena, tell me what you learned yesterday.
Oh, we're starting the English language.
I've looked at English. What's the word for capire?
Don't you know?
It's to understand.
That's how they do verbs in English. They have a two in front. How's your Latin?
Oh, it's very good. We're reading the Aeneid.
Isn't it wonderful?
You've read it?
Finished it in a few days. Dido is the most interesting person ever.
I'm only in the middle of the second book.
It's the way she loves. When there is no love, Lena, not only does the love of the people become sterile, but the life of the cities too.
Lila, you know who else goes to our school? Nino Saratore.
Really? Then tell him about Melina.
What about Melina?
She's Dido. Don't you see? Abandoned by Nino's father, Donato Saratore, and gone mad with grief. She's consumed by her sorrow and her poverty. That's what happens when you're abandoned. You jump into the sea like Dido, or jump into madness like Melina. It's the same grief. And I am never going to fall in love.
I don't believe that. Anyway, people will fall in love with you. They already have. And they'll suffer, like Dido.
No, they can't suffer like that if they're men. They'll just go and find someone else. Just as Aeneas did.
Is Marcello Solara still after you?
Marcello Solara makes me sick.
What about Stefano?
Well, he always serves me first in the grocery shop.
See? And hasn't Pasquale said anything to you yet?
Are you mad? Pasquale is still explaining about what happened in the before. He's telling me everything our parents are hiding. I ask my father, but for him it's all a blank. He doesn't want to remember. No one does. They won't talk about anything. Injustice, oppression, exploitation. The fact that they hated Don Achille and were afraid and still are afraid of the Solaras. But they shop in the grocery Don Achille bought with his dirty money. And if the Solaras tell them to, they vote for the fascists or the monarchists. They just want to live quietly and put a big stone over what happened during the war. But I'm going to lift that stone. And so should you, Lena. You're going to school. You should know about these things. How's your Greek?
It's good. It's really good. The teacher's praised me.
Do you want to come and see our shoes? They're still a secret, but Rena will be interested in your opinion.
Why?
Because you're educated, Lena. Come. I'll show you. But maybe it's not that important to you.
No, of course it is. I'd love to see them. Hi, Reno.
Morning.
Reno, bring out the shoes we've made. Lena will give us her opinion of them.
Well, I'll try. I'm not an expert. I even get short-sighted from all the studying I do. Oh, they're so beautiful. I've never seen shoes like that anywhere, not even in stories. They seem both light and strong. They're amazing.
Touch here, Lena. Tell me if you feel the stitches.
No, I can't feel the stitches.
See, I can bend them like this, and they'll last forever.
Yes, well done, Reno. Lila, well done, both of you. Really excellent, top marks.
How long do you think it will take Papa to notice the mistakes?
What do you mean? There are no mistakes.
Oh, really? Let's test them in the water again.
Not again.
Go on, and we can ask Lena what she thinks. So, I am walking on the surface of the water like this, as if in rain.
You're going too deep.
Why? You never walk in puddles in Naples. Now touch.
It's dry.
It's wet.
Only you feel the wetness. Touch it, Lenou.
I think it's a little damp.
You hold the shoe in the water for a minute and it's already wet. It's no good. We have to unglue and unstitch and start again.
You're never satisfied. You make me do something. And then I have to undo it and it goes on and time goes on. And meanwhile, I have to work like a slave for my father while others like the Solaras get rich. I've had enough of this. Make your own shoes.
Stop, Reno. If you throw that, you'll kill Lila.
Yeah. Sorry, Lena. I didn't mean to lose my temper in front of you. If you say the shoe's damp, then it's damp. We'll start again.
In school that year, I was much praised by my teachers, especially for my essay on Dido. The teachers showed it to the other teachers, even Professor Galliani, who was much respected in the school but also shunned because she was said to be a communist, came up to me in the corridor.
I'm impressed with your paper, Greco. I particularly like your idea that if love is exiled from cities, their good nature becomes an evil nature. Very interesting. Tell me, what does a city without love mean to you?
A people deprived of happiness.
Give me an example.
Italy under fascism, or Germany under the Nazis. All of us human beings in the world today.
Very interesting idea. Do you discuss these things at home? What does your father do?
He's a porter at the City Hall.
I see.
She walked off, and I didn't have time to tell her that the person I discussed these ideas with was you, Leela. In fact, that the central theme of the cities without love had come from you.
You wouldn't have told her anyway.
Well, I'd put it all together. It was my Italian, my elegant sentences. But it was our discussions, the excitement of working it out together, that had given my paper its sharpness. The other papers I wrote were much less successful. I had application and diligence, but I needed your thoughts to shine. I noticed you weren't taking any more books out of the library. Why?
I have better things to do.
The shoes?
I'm worried about my brother.
Reno? Why?
He's not the same. He's dissolving into something I don't like. It's the fault of the shoes.
But they're your project, together.
He's not interested in the shoes. He's only interested in becoming somebody richer and better than the Solara brothers. That's all he thinks about, not the shoes themselves. And now with New Year's Eve approaching, he's obsessed with setting off more fireworks than the Solaras, but that's impossible. We can't afford them. Come, I have to go to the grocery shop. Come with me.
There were a lot of people waiting in the queue, and we stood patiently at the back. But then Stefano, Don Achille's son, addressed me with a smile.
Hi, do you have a list there, Lena?
Yes, and Leela has a long one too.
Yeah.
Ah, may I have them?
And a few minutes later, all the groceries were packed and ready for us.
It's you he's interested in, Leela, I can tell. Look, he's coming out on the street.
Lena!
See, it's you he's calling.
Yes, Stefano?
I would like to invite you both to my house to celebrate New Year's Eve. Please tell Reno we would all be delighted if he came too, as well as your mother and father.
We've already made arrangements with Pasquale and Carmelo Peluso. They're coming to us.
Why don't you all come?
Pasquale and Carmelo, but...
And their mother as well. We'll drink spumante and dance and set off the fireworks from the terrace.
I'll talk to my brother. He's been collecting fireworks, but not enough, so...
How many fireworks would you like, Leela?
Lots.
Come to my house and I promise you we'll be setting off fireworks till dawn.
What was that about? How can the son of Don Achille invite the children of the man who murdered his father to his house?
He's doing it for you.
No, he's in love with you and wants to have you at his house. He'll invite even communists and the murderers of his father just so you'll come.
I don't think he sees it that way. I think he wants to make the kind of gesture that no one in this neighbourhood ever makes.
What, you mean a gesture of forgiveness for the murder of his father?
I think it's more complicated than that. He wants to try and get out of the before. All the stuff that happened during the war and even before. Not pretend it never happened, as our parents do, but really get out of it. He wants to make the whole neighbourhood understand that he's not the fascist Don Achille, and Carmela and Pasquale aren't murderers, even if their father is, and that there could be a new kind of neighbourhood without the old fights and the violence and the fear. And I think that's very impressive.
Yes, if you put it like that, we must support him and make the party happen. Can you persuade your brother?
He'll see that's the only way we can compete with the Solaras fireworks. And we all hate the Solaras.
Stefano is the opposite of the Solaras, isn't he? They want everything to stay the same or even to get worse.
You can explain all that to Reno. He'll listen to you.
And that was the New Year's Eve the Solara brothers shot at us because they ran out of fireworks before Stefano did.
That was the New Year's Eve. I saw the features of my brother, who had been generous, kind, open, reliable. The older brother who helped and protected me dissolve into something brutal, excessive, repulsive.
You changed that night. I saw that a few days later.
Everything was changing, Lena. Everything was dissolving.
I ran into you the day after the Feast of the Epiphany, which we always celebrated with gifts supposedly left by an old woman called the Befana.
I have my holidays now and I thought I'd help you with the shop.
I don't go there anymore.
What's happened?
The idea of making a lot of money from the shoes was driving Reno crazy, and I refuse to work on them anymore. And so the night of the Bifana, you know what he left for me by my bed? Pieces of coal in a bag.
Hurry up, Leela, and finish setting the breakfast table.
I've done it.
No, you haven't set a place for Reno.
I'm not setting a place for Reno.
What do you mean you're not setting a place for Reno? Look what he bought me, chocolates and candy. He is such a good son. Set the place.
Did you see what he brought me? Coal.
Reno, Fernando, come and have breakfast. Bring that plate back now, Leela.
Reno, what are you doing? Leela, please, do that one more time. Right, that is it.
I want peace in this house.
Well, look at this big box. Just guess what the Bafana has brought me.
You could fit a lot of chocolates in a big box like that, Fernando.
Reno, you idiot. You total idiot. I told you to wait.
Shut up. I know what I'm doing.
Why shoes? But they're very nice.
The Bafana has brought me. Me. The cobbler. Fernando Cirillo, a pair of shoes. Guess what? They're exactly my size. Isn't that something? Look at them closely.
They're beautiful.
Brava, Bafana. Quite a master craftsman she is.
I did it all, Papa. See, I did the stitching here. And...
Yes, yes, and this white tipping frost, very original.
Yeah, that was my idea.
Turn around, Reno.
Shoes,
you animal! You cockroach! You louse! Get away! You think you know everything how to make shoes? You're just an apprentice, you hear? And everything you learn from me! Take your shoes, idiot! And wear them on your head like the donkey you are! Get out of my sight, for I beat you to death!
You don't have to kill me, Papa! I'll kill myself!
Come here!
I'm happy to kill myself before I spend any more time in that disgusting old shop of yours! Preparing your stupid old shoes, working for nothing! I'm not your bloody slave!
I'm you!
I've had it with the shop, with you, and with everyone!
Come here! I'll go into the streets and beg then, you useless cretin! That's all you're good for anyway, begging! Get out of here! Get out of Naples! Get out of Naples! Never show your face in this house again! Come on!
Stop! You're going to kill each other! The neighbours are coming to see what's happening! Stop!
Don't blame him if they're badly made, Papa! I did it! It's all my fault!
Hey, you're just a girl and your place belongs to the mother cooking and cleaning! Reno! I'll see you tomorrow as usual! May you never be late!
Reno is back in the shop, but he's seething. I'm staying at home helping Mama. I've kept the shoes in my room, but you know, Lena, I take them out and look at them and I know that they are really well made and beautiful.
You're in the house all day. Do you see anyone?
I try to avoid everyone, but I've still had two declarations of love.
Two? Pasquale?
Yeah. He was so intense and so sad. And I had to explain to him that I love him, but not in the way you love a husband. And now he avoids me, which makes me unhappy. And the other one, you'll never guess.
Stefano?
Why Stefano? No, Marcello Solara.
Marcello? But you hate him.
I told him that. And I said, you and your family and your grandfather and your brother, you're all animals.
You said that? What happened?
He kept saying he wasn't an animal because he loved me. And I said anyone who behaved the way he did with Ada, who shot at people because they had better fireworks, was an animal. But that, actually, to call him an animal was to insult animals.
You said all that to a Solara?
Worse even, I can't remember it all.
Be careful, Leela.
Why?
At least don't tell anyone.
But the problem is Reno. Marcello hangs around the shop and even though I've warned Reno not to, he's suddenly becoming friends with Marcello. Marcello's even offered to give him driving lessons. As if we can afford a car. The Solaras are getting into my brother's head. They'll turn him into a little monkey. I'm really worried.
And you were right to be worried. It didn't take long for the trouble to start.
Lena! Lena! I've been looking for you. Can you help me prepare supper tonight? Can you stay, please?
I'll have to ask my parents, but I'm sure I can. Why?
Marcello Solara is coming.
To your house? You asked him to come to your house?
Of course not. It was Reno. And Papa is so flattered. Marcello went into the shop and praised Papa and said how well he repaired shoes and somehow invited himself to dinner.
What are you going to cook?
Rat poison.
May I pour more wine for you, Signora Cirillo?
Yes, please.
Lena?
No, I'm all right.
Leela?
All right.
Signor Fernando, I'm still amazed by the way you repaired those shoes I gave you.
Oh.
But I shouldn't be, because everyone in the neighbourhood talks about what a good cobbler you are.
Oh, well,
my grandfather used to speak of your skill and how important your shop was. And my father does too.
Oh, that's nice of him. Reno is also a good worker and learning the trade well.
I'm doing my best.
We need to move with the times, though. I mean, look at my grandfather. He started with a small cellar and now he has a bar and a pastry shop. People come from all over Naples to have coffee and eat a pastry.
All over Naples, really? That's a bit of an exaggeration.
Leela?
Yes, Leela, maybe I am exaggerating a little. I admit that, but I'm saying money has to circulate. You begin small and little by little, from generation to generation, you can go very far. Wouldn't you agree, Lena? You're educated, you know about progress. You see, if someone feels capable, if he feels clever, if he can invent something that's pleasing, then why not try and make a go of it? Signor Fernando, I happen to know that your children have made a very nice pair of shoes. Size 43, which is just my size, is that right?
Yes, they're size 43.
Exactly size 43.
I'd very much like to see them, if you don't mind.
Oh. I don't know where they are. Nunzia, do you know?
Leela has them.
No, I don't.
Don't lie, you have them in your room.
Go and get the shoes right now, Leela.
Why do you want them, Papa? I threw them away because you didn't like them.
You're lying. You have them. Go and get them.
I told you I threw them away.
Go and find them or else...
Leave me alone.
I'll go with her.
Talk some sense into her, Lena.
Marcello's gone now! You humiliated me in front of our honoured guest!
Honoured guest, him?
Don't you dare answer back, or I'll throw you out the window and break every bone in your body!
You think I care?
Stop it!
Why do you always have to ruin everything? Those shoes are mine, I made them. Look, I stitched that.
Give me back those shoes, you animal!
They're mine.
I worked on those shoes, Reno, and I wish I'd never done anything because I've turned you into a beast.
You're the mad bitch. I want some obedience in this house!
A few days later, as I was walking by the shop, I saw the shoes, displayed in the window with an awkward sign written by Rino. Shoes handmade by the Cirullos. For sale here.
What happened, Leela?
Rino showed the shoes to Marcello, and the fact that he liked them made Papa change his mind and let us display them. If Marcello buys them, then we can start making them.
And you agreed?
I want the shoes to become a business. I explained all this to Father. The Solaris can market them and take a small percentage.
And? Has Marcello bought the shoes yet?
He came into the shop yesterday.
And he bought them?
He walked straight past them without even looking at them and asked my father permission to marry me.
You aren't even 15? What did your father say?
My father explained to me that this proposal was not only important for me, but for the whole family. He said I was still young, but there could be a long engagement, and he expected me to consent.
And you said yes?
I said that rather than be married to Marcello Solara, I would go and drown myself in one of the ponds over there.
I see. So now your brother is furious because Marcello is interested in you rather than the shoes, and your father is furious because you won't make the family rich. How are you going to get out of this?
Oh, I don't know. Help me. You're the only one who can, Lena.
But when I went home that afternoon, I heard that Maestra Oliviero had called on my parents. My mother was furious.
She speaks about you as if she was your mother and not me. She says you're tired and you need rest, and she's arranged for you to go by the sea to Ischia and stay with a cousin of hers. The day after tomorrow. And now I have to make you a bathing suit, and we have to pay for your ferry, and you have to cross over to Ischia. What if the sea's rough? And then you're going to be on a beach, and how do I know you won't go into the water on a full stomach and drown? 2 whole months in the sun. All you have to do is help with her cousin's house. But your own house and family, oh no, they're not important. They don't matter at all. She didn't even look at your sister. It was all tell Lena this and tell her that and tell her to make sure she reads all the books I've given her. Go on, make dinner. Go on right now before I hit you.
Ischia, parole musica.
I wrote to you, Leela. I wrote to you every day from Ischia, but you never answered. As soon as I was on that ferry, I felt free. And my mother's large, deformed body waving from the quay, and then the whole of the neighbourhood, and then even you got smaller and smaller and vanished. I went to the beach every day. Maestra Oliviero's cousin, Nella, was kind and never stopped praising me for the fact that I was helpful around the house, for the fact that I read so many books, that I was so serious and organised and even pretty. And I felt well. And it was then I lost so many pieces of your life. And I lost pieces of mine as well, because my life only had real intensity when you were part of it. But you didn't answer my letters, and one day Nella announced that a Neapolitan family was coming to stay.
The man writes poetry, really good poetry. Here's the book, and you can read his dedication to me.
Oh,
isn't that nice? His name is Donato Saratori. Perhaps you've heard of him. He's actually published.
Donato Saratore. He used to live in our neighbourhood.
The daughter is called Marisa, and the son is very serious and reads all the time. His name is Nino.
He goes to my school.
Ah, well, then you know him well.
No, we're not in the same class. I don't know him at all, really.
Well, we'll go and meet them at the bus stop and help them with their luggage.
We're here, Signora Donato!
Oh, good! This luggage is so heavy!
Hello, Nella!
How wonderful to be back!
This is Lena Greco. She's helping me around the house.
Eleanor Greco? Of course it is! I didn't recognise you. You've turned into a beautiful young lady. Lydia, look, this is Lena, the daughter to the City Hall porter from the old neighbourhood. Do you remember?
Not really, no. How'd you do?
Eleanor. Eleanor Greco, I know all about you.
How?
No. My brother. Nino never stops talking about you.
I thought Nella said he was coming today.
He'll only come when Papa leaves after the weekend.
Oh.
He can't stand Father. The fact is, Nino doesn't really like anybody. He doesn't even have any friends. All he does is study, and he takes himself so seriously. He's like a cold fish. He won't do anything for anybody. Papa's always so nice to him, but he just ignores him or answers rudely. Shall we go to the beach this afternoon?
And at last, on a warm summer evening, he arrived. Tall, thin, with unruly black hair, wearing a blue shirt, dark trousers and sandals, a bag over his shoulder. Nino.
Hi, Nino.
Oh, hi. You're here?
Yes, I'm helping Nello with the house. I sleep in the kitchen.
And that was that. He ignored me. He ignored everyone, really, and spent the whole day reading and smoking.
What are you reading, Nino?
The Brothers Karamazov.
Yes, that's such a powerful book. I think Alyosha is a beautiful character.
It's a brilliant portrayal of the hatred that can exist between a father and a son. Something that is not written about enough. In my analysis of the book...
And he talked and talked and talked. But what he said was so interesting, and he said it in such a beautiful and strong Italian. I was happy to listen.
Dostoevsky really is a master.
Yeah. Can't you two stop all this with your brother's Karamazov? I'm really bored. Let's go for a walk.
I'd rather stay here, Marisa.
I'm going swimming. Want to come, Lena?
I'm not that strong a swimmer.
Yeah, well, I'll go on my own then.
See? He can't even be bothered to show you. When Papa comes back, he'll teach you how to swim better. Nino is only interested in himself. Look, there are some boys over there looking at us. Should we talk to them?
No, I want to remain quiet.
If you're waiting for Nino to come back, you'll wait for a long time.
And I did.
Did you have a nice swim, Nino?
Yes, great.
I wish I could swim so well.
Yeah.
I love the beach and the sun. I feel free of my neighbourhood. It's wonderful. Do you remember the neighbourhood at all?
I remember you. And your friends, Leela, always together. I used to envy that relationship. I wanted to be friends with you both, but I didn't dare.
Really?
Do you remember when I made that declaration to you? I was about 8.
Yes, I do.
I liked you a lot.
Thank you.
I thought we would become engaged. And we would all three be together forever, you, me and your friend, Leela.
Oh, us three together?
I didn't understand what it meant to be engaged, of course. Is Leela still studying?
No, she stopped long ago.
She was so intelligent. You couldn't keep up with her. She made my head a blur.
She's not like that anymore. She's changed. She stays at home and helps her mother with the house.
And how's Melina?
You remember Melina?
My father was her lover. He knew how fragile she was, but he still took advantage of her, out of pure vanity. He hurts everybody, and never feels responsible. He thinks he makes everybody happy. I have one ambition in life, and that's to make sure that whatever happens, I never end up being like my father. I'm leaving tomorrow.
So soon?
That's when he's coming for his long holidays. I can't bear to be in the same house with him.
That evening, Nino kissed me. It was a light kiss, but it burned my lips, and I cried all night at the thought he was leaving. Donato Saratori came to stay for 2 weeks, and I couldn't understand why Nino hated a man who was so charming and considerate and such fun to be with. Time went by easily, until your letter came. I know exactly when I got it, because it was on the morning of my 15th birthday, and Nella had organised a little dinner that night to celebrate. As soon as I opened your letter, the dirty, dark and noisy streets of Naples submerged the sunlit terrace of the house in Ischia. It was your voice in that letter, but it was also written in exquisite Italian. How did you do it? I marvelled at your style. I felt a fraud for being the one in school getting good grades when it ought to have been you. But then I began to absorb the terrible things you were describing. Although you said you wanted me to stay in Ischia, I only wanted to return and be with you. I told Nella that evening I might go back.
Happy birthday!
Oh, she wants to leave us.
Why?
I have a friend in trouble.
Stay!
Oh, stay, please. Oh, please.
How could we possibly manage without you? Lena!
I almost forgot you that evening. I felt well, loved, admired. We all went to bed late, and as usual, I made up the bed in the kitchen. I reread your letter by moonlight. How could anyone write so well?
I know you're awake, Lena. Don't pretend.
I'm not pretending. Is there anything you need in the kitchen, Signor Saratore?
Don't go back to Naples.
I'm worried about my friend. What she says in her letter is terrible.
Don't think of your friend, Lena. Stay with us.
She's in trouble. She needs me.
I'm the one who needs you. Come here. There.
Please.
They'll hear.
Please, stop.
Look, doesn't it feel good? Yes, it does. I can tell when it feels good. You like it? Let yourself go.
Please. Oh.
There. Relax. Good. Tomorrow, you and I will take a nice walk on the beach. You know that I love you, and you love me too, don't you? You love me very much. I can tell.
He left, and I woke early the next morning, packed my things, tiptoed out of the house and took the first ferry back to Naples. I was going to tell you what had happened, Leela, but I felt such disgust at the memory of Saratori's fingers, his tongue, and such revulsion because of the deep pleasure that, despite myself, I'd experienced, that I couldn't bring myself to say anything. And we had much more important things to talk about. Matters of life, and indeed death.
I'm so glad you're here, Lenu. You look beautiful. You're so tanned. You look like one of those rich girls. And your hair's turned blonde. Look at it.
It's the sun.
What's wrong? You look frightened.
Come with me, quickly. We're going to Stefano's grocery store. I've been waiting for you so I can do it.
Do what? You always shop there.
It's not that. Lenu, you can't imagine how terrible things have been. You got my letter?
Marcello Solara?
My father encouraged him, and he just assumed he was my fiancé, even though I was always cold to him and never said anything. He came for dinner every evening, and he always brought something. Pastries, sugar, coffee. But I'd never say a word, and I refused to touch anything he brought.
But Marcello loves you.
He thinks he has rights over me. He asked if I have other boyfriends, and then he says if he ever finds out I'm interested in someone else, he'll kill me. And, you know, Lena, he means it. And he will. There's all this evil swirling around, Lena. I have to find a solution before everything breaks. I need your help.
You can count on me.
I know. Lena, I'm glad everything is going so well for you. I really am. Ah, oh, there it is.
What?
Can't you see it over there?
Well, you know I'm short-sighted. That red thing.
It's Stefano's new car. Nothing like it has ever been seen in the neighbourhood. It's a car for rich people. Nothing like that old 1100 of the Solaras. Isn't it beautiful? Look, Stefano's coming out the shop.
Ah, Lena. You look so well. You look like an actress.
Hi, Stefano. You look well too. That's a beautiful car.
Thanks, I bought it for Leela, but she won't believe me. Would you both like a ride in it? Leela?
I'll come, but only because you invited Lena. You understand?
Yeah, I'll go and get the keys. I won't be a moment.
What's going on, Leela? He really insists he bought it for me, and he keeps asking me to go for a ride.
Doesn't he know about Marcello?
Yes, of course he does.
You know the rules. Marcello could shoot you both.
Stefano wants things to change. He wants to change all those old rules. We all do. Here he is. You sit in the front. Look, Lena, there's the tunnel. Remember when we ran away and looked for the sea as children? How frightened we were. We'll be at the sea in no time.
What do you think? It's fast, isn't it?
Look at how poor people are along here. Much poorer even than we are in our neighbourhood. Stefano?
Yes, Leela?
Can I ask you something?
Ask me anything.
Are you really different?
From who?
You know.
Yes, I am.
I haven't forgotten you wanted to prick my tongue when I'd done better than your brother in the competition.
That was a different era, Leela.
So you are different.
Do you want me to tell you the truth?
Yeah, always.
The intention is there, but I don't know how it will all end. You know those shoes displayed in the window? The ones you made?
What do you know about the shoes?
It's all Reno ever talks about, to anyone who will listen.
Yeah, well, so?
They're very beautiful.
You think so?
Yes.
Then buy them.
How much will you sell them for?
You'll have to talk to my father. Oh, what are you doing?
I'm doing what you asked, Leela. I'm going to the shoe shop to talk to your father. You said buy the shoes, and I'm going to buy the shoes.
Stefano did as he said, and bought the shoes.
If Stefano actually bought the shoes, it's because he's in love with you, Leela. Which one do you prefer?
Marcello Solara makes me sick.
And you'd get engaged to Stefano just to get Marcello out of your life?
Yeah, I would.
But do you love him?
He's rich. He's also nice and good. He hasn't just bought the shoes. He wants to set up a business with the shoes. He's talked to my father about it. They'll be called Cerullo Shoes. And he's even told Papa he can hire some apprentices. So now Papa likes him even more than he likes Marcello. Reno is happy. And when Marcello Solara comes into our house, everyone ignores him. It's very funny. Come, Lenu. Come with me into the shop. Stefano is there. They're knocking down the wall to make it bigger.
You knew what was going to happen. You wanted me there to support you.
I needed you. We all knew the danger.
Signor Fernando, Leela gave me all the drawings she made of the shoes, and I've had them framed, and with your permission, I'd like to hang them on the walls here. Reno, will you help me decide how to place them?
I think here and here.
Yeah.
Like that.
I decide where they go.
Of course, Signor Fernando. What do you think?
Yes, that looks good.
I think Leela will be pleased when she sees them.
Leela's a girl.
Yes, but they're her drawings. And I have something else I want to say to you, Señor Fernando. It's very serious. Señor Fernando, I want to marry your daughter.
She's already engaged to Marcello Solara, Steph. You know that.
But she doesn't know that.
How do you mean?
He's right. Leela never agreed to marry that scumbag.
Señor Fernando, may I ask just one thing? That you let your daughter decide what's best for her.
I know what's best for my daughter.
Of course, but perhaps she knows a little bit better. And her friend Lena can advise us as well. May I call them in? Lenu? Leela?
Yeah, come in.
Leela, I'm saying this in front of your father. I love you more than my life. Will you marry me?
Yes, I will.
We will be offending not just Marcello, but all the Solaras. Who's going to talk to Marcello?
I will. Tonight.
It's this way. You called?
Let's stop right here. Marcello, I never told you that I loved you.
I know, but now you do.
No.
But you will. Slowly, won't you?
Never. I love someone else. I love Stefano.
I don't believe it.
It's true.
I'll kill you both.
Go ahead. Right now.
I'll strangle you.
Go ahead. I'm waiting. I won't defend myself. Go on.
I can't. You know I can't. I love you too much.
Then get your brother or your father to do it. Or some friend. But make it clear to all of them that you would better kill me first. Because you know very well that if they touch anyone I love while I'm alive, I'll kill them. And I'll kill you.
And that was that. Now, you had a shoe shop, your whole family was thriving, and you were engaged to the most respectable and wealthy young man of the neighbourhood. And I had nothing. I went back to school feeling useless. And I discovered I'd become really short-sighted, so now I needed ugly, heavy glasses. I felt I would end up like my mother, with blemished skin and a wandering eye. I helped you choose your splendid wedding dress. But I wasn't the only one who was envious, and soon the rumours started flying.
What did you expect from the Solaras?
Marcello put it about that you had been with him.
What did you say, Antonio?
You understand what I said, Enzo. Marcello says she's a whore.
I won't allow him to say that. I'll smash Solara's face in. I'll smash both the Solara's faces in.
I'll help you.
The next day, the neighbourhood heard that the Solara's 1100 had been smashed to pieces. If the Solaras found out who it was, they would be obliged to kill them. We waited for the war that would follow. But no one said anything. Nothing happened. Not then. The Solara brothers simply bought a new and better car. The day of the wedding approached. Leela invited the entire neighbourhood, and everyone was busy sewing, stitching, and borrowing money from Manuela Solara to make new clothes and look good. And if Leela knew what was being said about her, she ignored it. There were only two difficult moments.
Leela! Come with me to Maestra Oliviero's house. I want to deliver her wedding invitation personally.
I haven't seen her in months. I hear she's ill.
All the more reason to go. You can tell her how well you're doing in school. Hurry! She lives up there!
Who is it?
It's Lena.
Oh. Hello, Lena. I'm very pleased to see you.
Maestra, don't you remember me?
Hmm?
I'm Leela Cerullo. I've brought you an invitation. I'm getting married and I would be honoured if you would come to my wedding, Maestra.
I knew a Cerullo once. She could have done well. But I don't know who you are. Go away and take that stupid invitation with you.
she didn't recognise you because she's ill, but...
She did recognise me. Leave me alone!
And then came what seemed like the first argument between you and Stefano.
The first betrayal.
Nuncia came to get me in a panic.
Lena! Lena! Come down! You have to come and speak to Lena!
Where is she?
She's in a room. She's shut herself in there since yesterday. She says the wedding's off.
What? I'm coming!
We'll be disgraced. She's going to ruin the whole family and all the work, the shoe shop, everything. Her father will end up killing her.
What happened?
You know my daughter. She's decided she doesn't like the master of ceremonies for the wedding.
Go away, all of you!
Leela, it's me.
Oh, you. All right, you can come in.
What's happened?
Don't you know? Stefano changed the master of ceremonies without consulting me.
Well, maybe he should have consulted you, but it is usually the groom who decides that, Leela.
You obviously don't know who they've asked. They didn't dare tell you. They asked Silvio Salava, the father of Michele and Marcello.
Do you know why Stefano decided this? He must have a good reason.
The shoes aren't selling.
But they're beautiful.
Yeah, but they can't be displayed anywhere because everyone is afraid of the Salavas. If the shoes aren't seen in the right places, no one will buy them. Reno was in despair. He thought he'd be rich by now, the fool.
I see. Silvio Solara can open up the outlets.
You understand why the marriage is off.
Leela, do you really want to go back to being poor? Are you going to let your father be ruined and humiliated, drive your brother to despair, shame your mother?
What about me?
You told me you loved Stefano.
I did.
Well, he hasn't changed. You said yourself that what you liked about him was that he wanted to leave all the old stories behind, the before, that he wanted us all to live in a new kind of world without all the past feuds.
This is different.
But Silvio Solara isn't Marcello and Michele. He didn't drag Ada into the car. He's not the one who wanted to marry you. He's not the one who's been saying vulgar things about you. You've said so yourself. He's not the brothers.
I don't think Stefano loves me.
Oh, you know he does. He does everything you tell him to.
Only when real money isn't at risk.
If I go to Stefano and ask him to apologise for not having asked your opinion, if he can explain to you why he had to make that decision, will you agree to the wedding?
I'll agree, as long as Marcello and Michele Solara don't set foot at the wedding.
How can Stefano prevent that?
I don't know, but that's my condition. He has to swear it won't happen.
All right. I'll go and talk to him.
On the morning of your wedding, I helped you get washed. I was embarrassed to see you naked, but I also had to admire how beautiful you were with your long and slender body. I dried you gently. I put on your wedding dress. You didn't look at yourself, even though you were beautiful. You looked at me.
Lena... Am I making a fatal mistake?
Are you still upset about the speech, Master?
Why wouldn't Maestra Oliviero talk to me?
She's mean and she's ill, that's why.
Lena, whatever happens, you have to go on studying.
I have another 2 years and then I'm stopping.
No. My brilliant friend, don't ever stop. I'll even pay you to go on studying. After all, I'm rich now.
Come. You'll be late. You look incredible.
Have you seen my shoes? They're my design.
They look magical, like in a dream.
In any case, all those dreams have ended up there, on the floor, under the feet. Lena, what's going to happen to me?
The wedding went off well, and the reception was huge. The tables groaned with food, and the wine flowed. There was music and singing, and the room suddenly looked ugly, with food dropping everywhere and faces reddened by the wine. The cake was about to be cut. There was a sudden silence. It was as if an icy wind had blown into the room. The Solara brothers walked in. I saw Leela go very pale, her eyes narrow to slits. She was staring down at Marcello's feet, at his shoes.
They were Cirullo's shoes. Not the ones that were for sale in the shop. They were the shoes I had designed, which Rino and I had made by hand. They were the shoes Stefano, my husband, had bought from my father in front of me. I saw those shoes now being worn to my wedding reception on the feet of Marcello Solara.
In part two of My Brilliant Friend by Elena Ferrante, translated from the Italian by Anne Goldstein and dramatised for radio by Timberlake Wurtenbaker, the part of Lena was played by Monica Dolan and as a teenager by Daisy Tompkinson. Leela was played by Anastasia Hilly and as a teenager by Chloe Harris. Carmela was Harriet Waters, Reno, Tom Vari, Pasquale, Joseph Palmer, Stefano, Nico Mirallegro, Marcello, Luke Williams, Michele, Lee Rufford, Nella, Jenny Funnell. Nino Saratore, Sam Lupton, Marisa Saratore, Katie Clarkson-Hill, Donato Saratore, Sam Dale, Lydia Saratore, Christine Kavanagh. Nunzia Cirullo, Becky Hindley, Fernando Stephen Critchlow, and Lena's mother, Jane Whittenshaw. All other parts were played by members of the cast. My Brilliant Friend was directed by Celia DeWolf and was a peer production for BBC Radio 4.